I love Wednesday nights. There's something about family that just touches my heart. Partly because where we are in whatever place we are in this cycle, there's a feeling of greater wholeness for me, greater feeling of closeness. Yes, we have lumps and bumps. Well, each of us has what we're working with. And, you know, in one way, thank goodness for that, because that's our opportunity to allow certain things that need to be let go of to go maybe forever. It's time, isn't it, to live in a present moment that's filled, well, first of all, filled with potential, but also the opportunity to let potential come into reality. We were having a conversation in the prep about people who inspire us, those who have been friends along the way, and the name Bill Bayan came up. Some of you, us had the privilege of knowing this man, a very vibrant man, and he had a way of drawing people out. I mean, he'd just sort of look at you where are you? I remember going to, I was visiting Green Pastures at the time, and he grabbed me from the dishpan, and I was very, no, Bill, I've got to finish the dishes. And he said, they'll finish the dishes. We're going to Manchester. So off we went to Manchester. He bought his favorite newspaper, and I got a candy bar. And we stood on the corner of somewhere in Manchester, I don't know where lots of people were walking by going from A to B. And he drew out, he talked to me, he's a stranger, he didn't even know. Hi, how are you? And he'd just start, you know, and suddenly they were conversing, maybe for 2 minutes, maybe for five, maybe for 10. But the person sort of lit up because of what was coming through him. I think of that today and our opportunity at whatever level we are bright lights, to let that bright light shine and draw forth out of another person. How is that done? For me, I love being interested in you. It isn't just finding out, well, what were you doing today? In a way, I'm looking, when I talk to you, of who are you? Where have you come from in the divine sense? What are we going to be doing together today that builds something even further? Another sort of star in the heaven, a light that shines. And our times in the dining room are an excellent time to do that, or crossing paths across the ranch, wherever. I'd love to go into the shop maybe and just go there and sit down and just be with some of the men in their morning meeting, just to hear the mix of spirit moving through the practicality of our lives, like fixing a tractor or weeding some of the gardens or moving the hoses. Heaven easily can come down through the practical, can't it? And yet it also can come through in the most magical of ways, through ideas that start to shape when two people start talking and one says, well, what about this? And somebody else says, oh, I like this fits too. And before you know it, you're shaping something that goes beyond just the form into the heaven. That's what happens for me in our services too. Have you felt that change in atmosphere? Where you suddenly say, oh, wow, I'm in another galaxy. I'm somewhere else. We are somewhere else in the heaven. Thank you.